T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Good job. Didn't have to say a word.
With your host.
I'm not taking the blame for it.
The Earmuff Master.
Let me turn the freaking iPod on.
Greg Hill.
Don't get your panties all in a bunch.
I'm making Krabby Snacks and homemade.
Yeah, come on, Dad. Nice. Come on, she's making Krabby Snacks and homemades.
Where's me sausage meat?
The possibly lucid Lyndon Byers on sports.
Working 4 hours a day, 1 minute sports.
I have been crushing Bud Lights since I was 4.
Walking around naked.
We have all seen you naked here in the studio.
Enough said.
We apologize about that.
Danielle Murr, a.k.a.
Taser Tongue,
with news.
She's not husky, she's amazing.
I'm great at fingering the bed.
This is crazy. This is crazy.
Janice Rossi in 2 hours, a whore.
And Chief Nerd Officer,
ew,
Mike Shue.
It's a cosmic field trip.
Yoda sounds like do or do not. There is no try.
I'm going to take my shirt off.
It's the Hillman Morning Show. It appears to be really insulting, and I have a problem with that.
They will continue defrauding the public with ridiculous bullshit.
Worst case scenario.
Thanks for listening.
Yo soy fiesta.
Sorry we're a little late. I was out not jinxing another Boston sports team last night.
Let's not get crazy with the reversal theory, huh?
I feel like I have to go to every single remaining playoff game for both teams in order to make sure that they win. Because
I like it.
The Celtics, what a game last night.
That was incredible. How about Kyrie?
Kyrie, yes. You know what? The guy has been maligned all season long, and he comes up huge last night. Yes. And the Celtics come back and win that game, and more in the sports with our sports director.
Maybe.
Sort of. Lucid Lindy.
Sort of.
I think that's as much as we're getting on the game.
No.
I'm kind of surprised I'm Lucid Lindy.
Yeah.
You know,
so
Annie,
are we.
Well,
so,
Annie,
so
is, Annie and Will are on vacation.
Yeah,
you know,
well.
I'm solo.
And you haven't burned the house down. Good job.
Not yet.
We'll get
the garage down. Though.
We'll get the sports from Lucid Lindy, and we'll find out what type of punishment Gronk is going to undergo after denting the Lombardi Trophy on opening day, and all of that coming up. And speaking of sports, I do want to remind you that I have Bruins playoff tickets to give away. Speaking of dramatic victories, And speaking of evening a series up, and speaking of making sure that it comes back to our own, to our house, to our building, I have Bruins tickets to give away this morning. Are we supposed to give those away at any particular time, Mr. Hsu?
No, okay. We just have to LB on LB it.
Oh, okay. I love when we LB on LB. So at 7:50 on this morning's show, we will give you the chance to show us that you know more about LB's hockey career, his professional hockey career, than LB knows about his professional hockey career. So that game is called LB on LB, and it will happen at 7:50. And you can win Bruins playoff tickets for Friday night, tomorrow night. Also on the show this morning at 7:30, it is a brief look at some of the terrifying crimes that have been called in or walked in by my neighbors to the Stowe Police Department. It's called Stowe 50. And we'll take a quick look at some of those crimes at 7:30, including the concern over the March of the Minutemen.
It was
that time of year. Mm-hmm. Patriots Day has passed, but some don't get it. So we will discuss that and other things at 7:30 during Stowe 50. Also at 7:50 this morning, we are going to go inside the warped female brain, and that segment is for you if you are a man and you find yourself confused about what is happening within the mind of any woman in your life. So at 7:50, you can ask Danielle any and all questions, and she will answer from deep inside that same warped, convoluted, crazy female brain. And that happens at 7:50 on today's show. And if you would like to celebrate the glory that is this championship city, then you could do so with a Hillmail voicemail message about the Celtics or about the Bruins. And we will do that at 8. We're going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back at 8. So you can leave one of those right now on this number, 617-779-5463. That is 617-779-5463. And I am assuming that the release of the NFL schedule yesterday will serve as a bat signal to Derek the Steelers fan to call us about the Patriots opening up the season. So
can you say Super Bowl? I mean, not for nothing, man.
You think it's a gimme, the schedule?
Why don't you get Breeser to put a bunch of kids together from his high school team to play the first eight games?
Yeah, I'd like to know when the Bentley schedule is being released. Who cares? Who cares about the NFL schedule? But yeah, I'm sure we'll hear from Derek the Steelers fan about that at some point on today's show. Today's weather, it is going to be partly cloudy, and the temperature is going to get to 54 for a high. Right now, it is 42 here in scenic, secure Brighton, Massachusetts. Not a bad day to go out and order that Easter ham that you have forgotten to order. Do you do ham on Easter, Shoe, or what do you do on Easter?
I think we're doing ham this year. I go to Gardner for the in-laws, but they usually do ham.
Oh, LB goes to Gardner when he's supposed to be going to other places for radio appearances.
I might see us.
You know, there's a ton of stuff going on in Gardner.
There is.
You know, great people.
Yeah, Chair City.
Yeah.
What do you guys do, Danielle? Do you do the ham, or do you do a prime rib, or like what do you do, a roast or something? What do you do for Easter?
We do brunch at Moo.
Oh, a lot of people go out. Yeah. A lot of people go out and eat on Easter. Go to like a brunch or something like that, which I'm all in favor of. I'm always in favor of brunch. I've never met a brunch that I didn't really like.
We usually host like Christmas and Thanksgiving with when family comes into town, because a lot of my family lives on the West Coast or in New York or in Chicago. So that's like the getting together at the house. We'll cook. We'll do all that stuff. When it comes to, you know, the Easter, the Mother's Day, et cetera, my mother's like, all right, I'm going to pick you up at 9:45. I made reservations at Mo. Pull up the GPS so you tell me where to go, and then I'm going to complain and go in the complete opposite direction.
You know, sometimes it's great to not have to worry about cooking anything. Yeah. Or just
cleaning up after.
Yeah. Yeah, that's me. I do a lot of the cleaning up afterwards.
Oh, yeah. Your version of cleaning up is I paid for this meal.
I can see the calluses on your hands.
Yes.
Tiny calluses.
all right. It is 6:10, and coming up in just a few moments, why young Americans are putting their lives at risk one viral challenge at a time, y'all. We will warn you about the new viral challenge, which could endanger your life. Also, there is a new cure that science has discovered for allergies, and you just have to find a partner. And also coming up, Danielle will tell you where you can go to get a 420 deal if you have the munchies.
Hello.
Yeah.
All of that and the rest of today's news coming up next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I bet new announcer guy was psyched that he got to say Scrotox and probably doesn't get to do that. Right. Like, if he's the voice guy for an easy listening station as well as this one, he probably doesn't get to say Scrotox very often.
I think he also does some stuff for the Lifetime Network.
Oh, he does.
So
oh,
I'm sure he doesn't get to say Scrotox on Lifetime.
He may have. There may have been a film starring Lori Loughlin in which a man had to go get Scrotox in order to get his daughter into a college. By the way,
was that Harry Hamlin in that one?
Yes, it was.
That guy, he's a beautiful man.
It was Harry Hamlin
and Meredith Baxter Burney.
Uh huh.
As Lori Loughlin.
By the way,
yes.
And this is why we have learned on this show. We learned from Larry the Lawyer on this show that when one is being investigated and indicted by the federal authorities,
yes,
one should cop a plea.
Uh-huh.
Her daughter, Olivia Wilde, is that her name?
Jade.
No, Olivia Jade. By the way, Olivia Wilde, a very attractive, very, very attractive actress. Yeah. But Olivia Jade, her daughter, is now being criminally investigated herself. And I don't want to get belligerent buyers
in
here.
No, you guys know where I stand on this. So.
But
we don't have to get into it.
But she may be charged by the feds if she knew what was going on here. Now, I'm curious. We have a whole bunch of stuff to talk about, but since we delved into this area, we may. What do you think about that? Do you think that that girl, that poor Instagram influencer, ought to face criminal investigation because she knew that she was scamming her way into college?
And absolutely.
She knew because she had to take the photos, the fake crew team photos.
Yeah.
I mean, you're
I think she, yeah, absolutely.
Really?
She's a consenting adult.
She is an adult. Yeah.
I do agree she should be investigated. I kind of feel for her though, because I know a lot of kids in families, and this is kind of how my family was, is that, you know, sometimes people are like, oh, screw your parents. Who cares? You're an adult. Like, I'm 41 and I'm still very heavily influenced by my mother's opinion of what I'm doing and thought. And she'll be like, no, that you're not doing that. You're doing this. And I'm like, Ma, I'm 41 years old. She's like, I don't care. I don't care. You're going to do it for me. So yeah. I think a lot of kids have a very, I mean, do you think Olivia Jade could have stood up to those two and been like, no, I'm not doing this.
I'm not. You're not paying $250,000 to get me into college. You're not doing that.
There's no way that would happen.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you, but in this particular case, I don't think so. Can I play a piece of audio here that kind of proves my point?
Sure.
Of course. Okay. Yes.
But I do want the experience of like game days, partying. I don't really care about school.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, but she's vlogging.
Yeah.
Ew. Dad, I don't want to pretend. Do I actually have to like row crew if I get into USC?
Ew, on crew.
I don't even know what a coxswain is.
Well, I think it's funny. You know, we play that audio all the time. What college kid doesn't go to college to party their face off?
Right. That's
actually
ridiculous.
Quite a few out there.
Now,
yeah, no.
That's all they do. That's all college kids do.
No, that's not true.
All my friends play BC football.
No, that's not true. There's people that go to college who actually put
it's
the
called
work
Mary
in.
Ann's.
Wait, that's such a current reference.
No, I can't.
Mary Ann's closed in 1994.
You know what I mean.
First time.
College kids, what do they throw minimum 3 keggers a week?
Well,
no, that's not the whole college experience. It may have been mine. I'll admit to that.
Yeah.
I missed a lot of class because I was out partying, but there's also a lot of students who go there to work hard to achieve their goals.
I know one who is 1 month away from graduating and has a job already.
Uh-huh.
She'll be kicked right out, and she's got to go out.
She's 25 shoe.
Julia Hill has worked very, very hard on her grades and on soccer, and her experience at St. Lawrence was not one in which she was constantly attending keggers, Lyndon. She was a very serious, very serious student.
That's what she says to you.
Very, very.
But she was like a mile from the Canadian border. She was in Montreal 3 days a week. I laugh. I mean, you know, MIT is the greatest example of what, you know, even the smartest of the smartest college students of all time. They put a car on top of a building every year.
By the way,
yes.
Tomorrow,
uh-huh.
Final payment on Julia Hill's college education.
Until next year when she decides she's going to apply to grad school.
She's on her own on that.
No, she's not. I have told
her she's on her own.
She's got a job, Danielle.
She is on her own.
What are you going to do with all the money here?
I still got one more I got to pay for. Let's see. This is Dan. Hey, Dan.
Hey, what's going on, Greg?
What's
happening? Your daughter, 100% new. And how bad do you think Lori Loughlin is regretting not taking that plea deal?
Yes.
The feds are going to go through everybody she knows. They're all going to get charges pressed against her, and she's going to ruin like 8 other people's lives just because she wouldn't take.
Why? I mean, why would she not take the plea deal? That like
because
that's
the problem with these people. They think they can beat anything. Oh, I got all the money. I'll get the best lawyers. I'll get this, that. They got you on videotape. They got you on audio tape.
I think that's what it is. I think they have a high-priced Larry the lawyer type who's telling her and her husband, don't worry about this. We'll get out of it somehow. And meanwhile, her daughter is not, her daughter's the only one that is being criminally investigated.
Right.
And not only did she, if you buy into what Danielle is saying, which is that it was tough, it's tough for an 18-year-old to tell their parents that they don't want them to scam their way into college, then she's put her daughter, if you buy that, then she's putting her daughter in a really tough position because now her daughter's being investigated by the Justice Department.
And
the
she
FBI.
Might have to testify against her parents. Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's probably what they're doing is they're probably trying to go after the daughter so that they can get her to narc out the parents and testify against the parents if she's facing criminal charges. Wow. Here's a text that says, Greg, I feel the need to remind you of the party at St. Lawrence where everyone is naked. Why would you remind a father about that?
That's a tradition.
That is a, it's a run. It's a naked run, and it's not.
I'm proud of my daughter. Take your clothes off, dear, and you just have at it.
Here's a text that says, Gregory, will the show be getting a 3-day weekend during graduation? Haven't even thought about that.
Well, try to figure that out, because some of us would like to make plans.
Well, there is a 3-day weekend coming up because I've got to go to a wedding in the Bahamas of a good friend of the show, our pal Jakesy.
Hashtag so, from Jakesy to Jakesy.
I will be attending. This is one of those weddings. I'm in the wedding. Very happy about that. But I had
wait
to,
a minute. Jakesy actually got you to A, be in the wedding, and B, go to the Bahamas.
Yeah, but Jakesy had to pay for the suit.
Nope. I had to pay for the suit.
Wow.
Had to go.
Is it Grand Bahama?
I don't know the difference. What is the?
Well, there's a bunch of different islands in the Bahamas. Bahama is the big island.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, my cousin had a condo there, and that.
Oh,
I knew there was something.
Well, I know it well. I used to go there every year for a few years while I was married to my first wife, Yvonne.
Let's see. Here's a text that says, "I have seen reports that Lori Loughlin is in denial about this and doesn't believe that she actually did anything wrong." Really?
Based on the fact that she didn't take the plea deal, I'm guessing. Maybe that's correct.
Here's a text that says they should cut her a break for one reason and one reason only. She is smoking hot.
Agreed.
She is a smoke, the
that's
daughter.
That's true.
That's what that text says.
Beautiful people. They get away with a lot.
All right. There's been some controversy of late over Scott from Weymouth and the fact that he calls the show the moment we go on. He's on now. He did call the moment we went on. I feel like maybe I won't. Maybe I'll just send a message to him right now that maybe he should wait till next week to call. He's been on for a good 2 or 3 days in a row here. And I mean, where do you stand?
Guy sucks. Okay, keep him on hold.
Okay. All right. I'm going to do that then.
I mean, you could always check in periodically again, because I rather enjoyed that time.
Here's a text that says, 781 text that says, Danielle, I can't stand all of the dumb hashtag wedding names.
I don't mind them.
Oh, you do?
You know what it is? It's actually, you know, as much as it's kitschy and whatever, it's a good way to be able to keep track of pictures and, like, for the couple to see the photos that their friends have posted of the wedding without having to go through everyone's accounts. So
yeah.
I don't mind the wedding hashtag.
Uh-huh.
I think it's cute.
Well, they have to work. They have to work the new name in there.
They have to work the new name in there
in a creative way.
and there are actually agencies that you can pay to come up with your wedding hashtag.
God. You're kidding.
It's like $500 or something like that.
Oh, God, really?
Yeah, and that's literally all they do. There are companies that just do that. They'll provide you with, like, you know, 3 to 5 wedding hashtags for blah, blah, blah. I enjoy the creativity because I'm always like, all right, let's see how you two boneheads are going to combine your names. And then the hashtag comes out, and I'm like, oh, that's genius.
Here's a text that says, Greg, are they going to think that you're pregnant and kick you out of the wedding party? I hope not.
What do you do? Oh, that would be.
I can't believe you tried to show me up. How dare you create a child?
I really hope not.
You going to Mr. Tux?
No. It wasn't a rental. You had to buy the suit.
Yeah,
from Milton's.
Did he force you to buy the suit?
Well, you have to.
I mean, to the pain of bridesmaids. Yeah. We don't get to rent dresses.
You have to. You have to buy the whole suit and the shirt.
That's no friend.
And by the way, Milton's, unbelievable.
Well, it's no Mr. Sid's, but I mean, it's...
Well, but they're unbelievable because they make a great suit. They fit it for you, and you don't, you know, it doesn't cost you $3,000.
Right. How many do you have that don't fit?
That one, that's 100% kid. I can't. They're all on the left side of the closet, just in case.
This is how you know that Jakesy and Greg are true friends, because not only does he have to travel for this thing, he's got to pay for his own suit.
Well, I'll tell you what. As a frugal man, I really lucked out because our pal Ernie Bach Jr. is going, and Ernie said, "Hey,
oh no,
would you like to catch a ride on the jet to the wedding?"
Yeah,
and I said, "Present and accounted
for." Thanks,
Ed
Markey.
I said, "Thank you. Allow me, if I could, to chip in for the gas."
Not.
No.
Maybe you could get like Echo Store to sponsor your tux. that you don't have to pay for it. You just have to have their logo on the back.
Mm-hmm. It's not a tux. It's a suit.
Okay.
There's a difference, you know. How that is.
It's just things you have to buy.
Let's see. Here's a text that says, "The worst thing that Mark Hsu could have ever done is put Scott from Weymouth into the intro, and now you know he's up at the crack of dawn to hear his voice every morning."
Yeah, but
well,
that's Greg hanging. That's him hanging up on himself, yeah. And that's pretty funny.
That'll never get old.
You know,
ever.
That's like seeing Machado go down on one knee at the end of the World Series last year. I could look at that every day. You know,
you like watching that all the time.
Oh, look at that. Oh, I feel better.
all right. Today's weather brought to you by Massachusetts Health Connector, mahealthconnector.org. That's mahealthconnector.org. And it's going to be a cloudy day today, and the temperature is going to get to 54 for a high. And it is 42 right now here in Brighton. I want to warn you about the new viral challenge, which has taken the interwebs by storm, and some are warning that it's dangerous, as they always do.
Yeah.
This one is called the Shell Challenge, y'all.
Shell On Challenge.
Shell On. The Shell On Challenge, y'all.
Oof.
And apparently what you do in this is you eat something with its quote-unquote shell on.
Right. It's like something that's a wrapper that's not meant to be eaten. So, for instance, a banana peel or a plastic bag.
Yeah.
Have fun getting part of your intestines removed later on. But this is what kids are doing. It's this viral thing. They're doing the videos mostly on Snapchat right now. We haven't seen a ton of them on YouTube because YouTube has banned any kind of challenge videos that could be harmful. So kids have transferred it over to Snap. But they're basically eating food with a wrapper, whether it be an edible one or not. And experts are warning that this could be potentially very dangerous. Dr. Danielle Stable is with the Henry Ford Health System.
I don't know that a lot of teenagers think ahead to, oh, I'm going to wash this lemon before I do this challenge. Anything that you eat that's not meant to be digested, you can choke on. Risk of breathing that in or choking on it is the biggest thing to me. And then again, it's just not meant to be digested. And so it's not going to move through the GI tract really well, depending how big of a bite of it they take.
I feel like in the near future, everyone in this country will either be injured or die in two different ways. One is the viral challenge that they participate in, and the other is taking a selfie and injuring yourself while taking a selfie.
All right.
Number one cause of death and destruction in our country.
We may be able to avert full-on climate change because of the number of people dying because of these two things. There'll be less people on the planet.
Yeah. Here's a text that says, "Are you telling me that you're not supposed to eat the Dunkin' muffin with the wrapper still on it?" Well, you can if you get down that far. I guess you can. Let's see. Here's a text, the 781 text that says, "I've eaten whole peanuts with the shell on." Oh, good stuff.
Savage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get that stuck in your teeth.
Especially if they're seasoned. Mm.
Yeah.
Really?
What?
Same thing with sunflower seeds.
Wait, have you eaten a peanut shell?
Couple times I've eaten the whole shell thing because it was either like seasoned,
are you that impatient?
Highly salted, and it just tasted good.
Yeah.
I may have not been sober.
Makes everything more crunchy.
Yeah. I just feel like sunflower seeds, I get like eating the shell, like the outside, but I feel like peanuts, you get the strings and the. It's, I don't know, it feels weird.
Here's a text that says, "And there are some that would like to lower the voting age to 16. And then you hear something like this, and you realize,
reconsider.
Maybe not.
Not so much.
Maybe not.
The worst thing we had to worry about when something like, with something like this in the 90s was when everyone discovered Trident wrappers were edible. And they were like, you know what? I'm just going to eat. Yeah, they're safe to consume, according to the USDA. But everybody was like, do you know that you can eat the wrapper for like Trident gum? So like kids would just shove like Trident gum. No one would ever bother to unwrap the gum. I'm like, you guys realize like that's not really improving my gum chewing experience?
Well, you know, if you swallow your gum, it stays in your intestines for 7 years.
Oh, is that why I'm heavy? Because I swallowed so much gum when I was little.
Right. Do you eat your sunflower seeds one at a time, or do you take a handful and stuff them in the side of your mouth?
And then work through them like a chipmunk?
Yeah, for like half an hour.
I usually do one at a time.
Here's somebody who says the shell of the shrimp is delicious.
Ugh.
Oh, no.
Huh.
That's terrible. If you put stock.
I only eat that if the shrimp is like grilled to crispiness.
Right.
I got to tell you, I can't stand peel and eat shrimp. Way too much work.
But your hands are perfect size.
What are you putting in? Was it the 99s? You get all you can eat peel and eat shrimp?
I don't remember. I don't know. But
I think it's the 9s.
But you eat tangerines.
No, I eat clementines.
Okay, but those are easy peel.
Clementines are simple to peel.
So are shrimp.
No, they get...
Yeah, they're easy. It's right in the name.
I know easy's in the name. But the problem is, no, easy's not in the name. Peel shrimp. No, there are easy peel shrimp.
Do you have a clementine with you?
No, I have a banana.
Oh, I was going to yell shell on challenge.
Do you want me to do the shell on challenge with my banana? I feel like the video that would be available for the listeners and viewers of me sticking a full peel-on banana in my mouth and eating it would be a real problem. I feel like that would stick around for a while. Here's somebody who says, I feel the same way about pistachios.
I love them,
but peeling the shell off is too much work. No, you can buy the bag of pistachios that have been pre-peeled.
Yeah, that's great, for like 600 grams of fat per handful.
How hard is it?
Guy, you ever had that situation where you go to crack a pistachio and there's only like the little side that has cracked open, and you're like jamming your nails in there. You're like, I can get this open.
A lot of people, apparently it's very popular in the South, they eat boiled peanuts, which have the shell on them.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, but those are all soft.
Yeah, they're soft.
So that was like the original shell on challenge, y'all. Shell on challenge,
y'all. We can credit
that
to Jimmy Carter.
Apparently the kumquat is supposed to be eaten with the shell on.
I mean, they're so small, I would think they'll be very hard to peel.
It's so what is a kumquat? So small. It's like a tiny orange.
Yeah, it's the size of a grape.
Yeah, they're good.
It's like a little citrusy thing.
Let's see. Here's a text that says to Greg, a crawfish is like a lobster in those tiny hands. Well, I'd like to see one of these kids do the shell on challenge, y'all, with a lobster.
Yes.
Oh, that would be impressive.
No.
You want to impress me.
It's crunchy.
All right. Well,
so crunchy.
A warning has been issued that it's dangerous to participate in the shell on challenge, y'all. Don't eat wrappers, plastic bags, boxes, shells. All of that. Do not do that. Coming up at 7:20, restaurant service rage leads to assault with a deadly iguana. That is happening at 7:20. At 7:30, we're going to get into Stow 5-0, which is a weekly look at some of the terrifying crimes that my neighbors have called in to the Stow PD over the last week, including some concern over the March of the Minutemen. So we'll do that at 7:30. I am giving away Bruins playoff tickets since the Bees have evened the series up, and I'm going to give those away at about 7:50 or so, sometime between 7:50 and 8:15, because we're going to go inside the Warp Female Brain, so I may push the giveaway to 8:15, but just make sure that you're listening. We're going to play our game, which is called LB on LB. And if you know more about LB's hockey career than LB does, you could be a winner. So Bruins playoff tickets coming up sometime between 7:50 and 8:15 on today's Hillman Morning Show. Well, there is some breaking news this morning, and it has led to a potential cluster F situation. So we want to share that right off the bat with you if you are a commuter this morning.
There was a serious crash this morning involving a pedestrian and an MBTA bus. I believe it was a fatal accident.
Oh.
It has shut down, therefore, the Everett Ave on-ramp to the Tobin Bridge in Chelsea.
Okay.
So if you normally cut down through Chelsea to get on the Tobin via that ramp, it's going to be shut down, and police have asked vehicles to please stay away from that area.
You should know this because your boyfriend lives there. It's called Chelsea by the Sea.
By the ocean, by the water.
Please call it Chelsea by the Sea or Chelsea by the Ocean or Chelsea by the Water. All right. Well, we will stay on top of that and keep you up to speed on what is going on. But be aware that that is a Tobin Bridge issue, a potential Tobin Bridge issue this morning. I sat at the Celtics game last night, a couple rows away from the real LB.
Oh?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, the real LB.
Celtics LB.
Number 33.
Oh. The blonde man from French Lick?
Yes. Larry Bird was seated a few rows behind me last night.
Really?
And I'll tell you this, I mean, how long has it been since Larry Legend played? Is it 20 years? It's got to be. It may be even
was last
more.
Last year, 95?
It's probably more
right,
than
he had the bad back.
Yeah, it's probably more than that. The guy is as popular at the Garden as he was the day he walked in there. I mean, people were, first of all, when he came walking, he's by himself, which I thought was really interesting.
Hmm.
And he got like a security. There's a security guy who walks him up, and then Larry sits, and then everybody starts to murmur and point, and then they start to give him a round of applause in the section, and then they put him on the Jumbotron, and the place went absolutely bonkers. Standing O for
of course, for
Larry Bird.
My dad thought Larry Bird was Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he was.
He was. He's the savior of the Celtics. Yeah,
yes, he was.
Larry Bird retired in 1992.
Oh.
Wow.
And I'm just telling you this. That was an amazing game last night. And I Instagrammed that I was still there with like a minute 13 left, and the Celtics were down by two. And LB will give you the sports in a moment, but this is a really good Celtics team. And these texters are saying, how the heck does Greg have better seats than Larry Bird? The issue is that I think there's always a little back and forth that goes on when you are either an owner of a team or a general manager and you're visiting another arena. There's always a little issue as to where they give you the seats, but I think Larry likes to be up toward the middle so that he can watch,
see
action
the whole
from
right,
up.
Exactly.
He's a basketball guy.
Yeah.
What's
can I be Captain Topper?
Yes, of course. Oh, no, boy. We don't have time.
But
right
I
now.
Used to crush beers with Mikhail and
of course,
and 33 okay. in the yeah. Celtics locker room.
Yes.
After games.
Yes.
Okay. The good thing was Larry Bird had a completely unobstructed view after the first quarter.
No, I was there. Now, listen, does my mic still sound weird this morning?
Yeah, do you it's been sounding weird all morning.
Do you want to play around with it on the air? Because
do you want to do it on the air?
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay.
I can try.
It's like the eye exam, one or two. One
hold on.
Or two.
Yeah, go back
hold
to where on. It was.
Is that better?
It's a little better, yeah.
That's better?
I think that's better.
Okay.
Let's go
Are
with
you
that.
Sure?
Are you sure?
I think you sound fine.
Okay. So you think that sounds better than it did prior to that?
Yes.
Or no? Okay. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah. All right.
It makes you sound like Ryder.
The new announcer guy.
No, you know what it is? It's not the mic. You got the low T fixed.
Oh, is that it?
No,
he's
I haven't.
More energetic.
I haven't.
Less irritable.
I haven't gone to get the low T. But since you said that you think I'm suffering from low T, I'm going to go to the Northeast Men's Clinic
Good.
And get it checked.
Good.
Because I feel like.
Just do yourself a favor, kid.
I feel like everything is A-OK.
But now you're in denial.
But we'll find out. Now. People are saying it still sounds bad, my mic.
Oh.
Hmm.
Okay.
This is so frustrating.
Well, if you're going to text in, you need to clarify whether you're listening on the app, because you may not have gotten to the point yet where we move the mic setting.
I think people are just effing with you.
No.
We've
had a problem the whole morning with it.
Both on
with
zero.
The mic?
No, they're not both.
Okay. No, both. We got zero, right. We got the 0 dB and the 0 HZ.
That's We've right. got at least 1 dB.
I knew that was
yeah,
coming.
We got the sports coming up with the dB in a moment.
Of course. My mic's fine.
It's a dB filter.
A texter says your mic sounds slurry.
Is an extra windscreen over it?
And he's on vacation with Will. Oh, okay. I'm supposed to be slurry.
Oh, you need an excuse? All of a sudden?
Yeah. 23 years later, you're still busting my nuts.
It says that, this texter says it sounds like I'm doing a broadcast from somewhere else. But this person says it sounds fine on the FM. So, so they're listening on the FM, not on the Alexa or on the app or on the HD. Hmm. Or maybe they're listening on the FM on the HD. You know, we have multiple HD channels that you can listen to. So if you don't know what that is, I should probably explain it. It's pretty simple. On your radio, you can go to 93.7 HD2 and listen to this station. If you're down in the South Shore area, and if you're driving around parts of the city or even north of the city, then you can listen on 104.1 HD2. And that's high definition radio, and it's pretty simple. You just got to click it, and you'll find. Sometimes you have to engage the HD button.
Yeah.
On your radio.
Push it.
Other times, you just flip you're just playing with your dials.
Hey.
And,
push it good.
And you get to the channel 2, the 93.7 HD2, or duh, as we say. Here's a Texas set, 978 Texas says, LB's microphone is still on. Could you turn it off?
Oh.
No, we can't do that because we got to get to the sports in a moment. Yep. This
okay. That's my nuts, but your wife hates you.
This is Staggy. Right? Hello, Staggy.
Good morning, morning show. I got
Hello.
A clear.
What,
I
what?
Got a clear view from you guys on 95. Greggy coming in perfect.
Okay,
I'm up in North Carolina, heading from Mass. Had enough of that place.
Oh, you're leaving North Carolina, really?
Yeah, I'm heading to Florida.
Okay,
not like the rest of us.
All right, good. All right, enjoy it. Thank you. Let's see. Here's a text that says, I'm listening on 107.3 HD at the Waltham train stop, and everything sounds fine. This is Ron. Hello, Ron.
Yes, good morning. Can I speak to Danielle for a
Yes,
for...
yes, she's right
Danielle.
Here.
Hello, Ron.
Excuse me. Hello?
Yes, what's up?
Yes, Danielle, can I ask you a question?
Of course.
Now, you work with those three stooges, right?
I do, Ron, every day.
Every day. God bless you. I don't know how you do it.
I would also
freaking slap the hell out of them. But can I ask you one quick question?
You just did, but ask me another.
No, one last question.
Yes.
Working with those three, I just want to say, you got the biggest balls of them all. God bless you. You're beautiful.
That's not...
Thank you.
Thank you, Ron.
You're still not...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.